But you always had one guy where you don't get to provincials, and this guy, John Dumont, and it didn't matter. Like, one time we're in the 400 meter, we lined up. I think I was lane three. He was in lane two. Either way, he was like staggered behind me. By the time we got out of the first corner, he was already ahead of me. And you're like, that's not a good look. Wasn't good. And basically in all of junior high, didn't matter how good I knew, because once I got to, I can't remember if it was zones or provincials, but either way, it was never a good ending for me. And Connor then looked him up, found like now he's a dentist. Then started, found out a lot of other things about him. But single, so clearly he's not perfect. He's a dentist, not even a real doctor.
Full head of hair.
Means. Yeah, full head of hair. That's true. It's true. Yeah,
raises allegedly, money for children's charities.
Allegedly ran 11 seconds in the 100 meter. 11:01, according to some of the listeners. Can't confirm that, but he could. So we tracked down the source. John Dumont, a dentist, owns Aurora Dentistry in Sylvan Lake, joins us. John, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. What was your fastest 400 that you ever ran? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. It was in Mount San Antonio Relays in California. I went 50.00.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Jeez.
But I was only 15, so.
So you peaked at 15, John. What happened? What happened after that?
You know, competitive athletics is it's a real lifelong commitment. And, you know, you get to that point where you're going into high school and you're thinking, you know, which direction are you going to go? And I knew that I was going to go an academic route. And so that's really what happened. I focused on study and my career.
You know, John, it's so funny because it sounds like our lives are so similar, you know. I was a pretty special athletic specimen as well, and then I went into pre-med, and then I had to choose to play in the NHL. God. So, you know, I can really sympathize. I feel like we're kindred spirits here, my man.
Sure.
John, just so you know, Struds took one science course at college and now claims he's pre-med.
Yeah, so, there's multiple. Multiple classes.
So now, did any coaches, like, going into high school try to recruit you to want to do, like, cause, you know, like, couldn't you be, like, an athlete and an academic, or no? That just wasn't possible?
Oh, of course. It's just that a lot of people who do that path, it certainly is, the focus is definitely on athletics. You know, if you're going to get a scholarship to go to University of Oregon, you're going to be an athlete first and you're going to be a student second. That's just the way it is. You know, they want to get from, you know, their investment back. So, or, you know, any university for that matter, they want to get their investment back. So, you know, you can still get your degree or whatever you want to do that way, but it's going to take you longer. And, you know, that type of training and commitment and discipline of athletics is extremely demanding.
Joined by John Dumont, Jason Greger's nemesis, a St. Albert track legend, according to Jason Greger. Now, John, take us back to some of these races. Like, it's obvious that most people are eating your dust as you're running around the track. Do you remember at all interacting with a young Jason Greger? Keep in mind, he was only partly bald at this point when he was racing through the leagues. Was there any? And apparently he wore a very loud track suit and outfit, a kit, I think they call it. Do you have any recollection of all of a young Greger on the track?
You know, I really can't remember many people that I used to race with. You know, there was so many people that came and went over the years. And, you know, there was a few people that I would meet only maybe once or twice a year at meets or maybe provincials or a national championship or something. And so we would be, you know, we'd know each other, but I mean, that was long before social media and so forth. I mean, we didn't even have a cell phone, so you really didn't keep in contact with people, and that's really the way it is now. I mean, I really haven't had contact with anybody that I did sports with way back then.
Yeah, well, it's hard to know the people that you're, you know, unless you had a rear view mirror, John, you probably wouldn't have known who I was. So I can, there's no offense taking on that one. Oh, it was always,
I've definitely not always been in the front. I can guarantee you that. There's the higher up you went, the more you realize that there's a lot of guys that are really, really fast.
Oh, so. Yeah, for sure. No, I yeah. Well, when you're racing at 15 in the States, obviously you're going up a little higher level than getting out of provincials in Alberta.
Sure.
So I could definitely. Sure. When was the last time you ran a 400 meter?
I think I did an intramural 400 when I was in my undergraduate at U of A. So that would have been in the, I'm trying to think here.
So
in
like
the
25 years
19,
ago?
In the early 90s, for sure, because I graduated high school in the 1990s. So I think I did an intramural 400, but my last competitive 400 was an indoor meet, actually, and I believe that was in Winnipeg, actually. It was a Western Canadian Indoor Championship of some kind.
So if you ran a 400 this weekend, what do you think you'd run it in?
Well, I wouldn't do 50, I'll tell you that much. I'd be probably lucky if I could do a minute, I would guess. And I don't know what kind of condition I'd be in when I was done.
Yeah. Well, even doing a minute, dude, like the my fastest time ever that I recall was 57. So that was the quickest. So 7 seconds in track is quite a bit of a difference.
It is a lot. Yeah, it is a lot. I watched the 400 replay today from the Olympics. You know, and they're breaking 44 seconds now.
Oh,
so that's pretty impressive.
It is ridiculous. How's dentistry treating you, John?
Dentistry has been really good to me. Yeah, it's a great profession. I really, really enjoy what I do. I've been doing it for over 24 years now and really don't have any plans to stop now. So, yeah, it's been really good to me.
Yeah, it's John, amazing. Go ahead,
Struts.
Yeah, and when I look at this whole thing and just it's I you know we all every people listening at home are thinking okay well this you know these guys have all had their time but you know it's interesting how you know at that moment those the track or the hockey or volleyball or whatever sport you're playing it's so much fun and I know personally like I played hockey but I loved playing basketball in high school. And I think about that all the time. Not that I could have gone to the NBA, but I think that those years are really important for kids to have that development moment, guys. And, you know, yeah, sure, Greg's, you know, you got lapped in a 400-meter race by Johnny a couple times. But still, like, it's those moments that are really special, I think.
I agree. I think competitive sport is very important. I did some team sports, but I always gravitated towards individual sports. And I think there's various reasons for that, but I think competitive sport in particular is very important because it's always good to test yourself against others and to, you know, sometimes you win and sometimes you don't, but you're always trying to achieve your best and push yourself beyond the threshold of what you might have believed you could do or. And I think it's very important. It reflects well later on in life to be able to have that type of work ethic and discipline. And, yeah, I think it's very important. I think it's very character building.
Well, John, thanks for joining us. Thanks for not remembering me. I truly appreciate that in all sincerity. And good luck in dentistry.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.